WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Summertime is always a struggle keeping the shelves stocked at the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Executive Director Teresa Mangapura, while fighting a cold, says she can't recall the shelves being this empty during the summer, as you can see from the pictures on the food bank's Facebook page.
People can still order food. They just might get a lot of green beans and they might get a lot of corn, and there may not be breakfast items or other things that they're just used to the variety of us having.
She invites donations from individuals and groups looking to do summer service projects like vacation Bible schools. Monetary donations, where each dollar generates three meals, can be made in person, by snail mail, or by going to the food bank's website at bvfb.org. The first Bryan City Council meeting in 5 weeks takes place tomorrow night, and six of the seven members have added items to a very lengthy agenda.
Five councilmen want more money spent on flood protection. Greg Owens and Bobby Simic want to change Bryan's capital improvements plan to focus only on that and existing commitments to the fire and police departments and extend University east of Boonville Road. Al Sines and Mike Sutherland want to ask voters this November to approve a temporary 8-cent property tax set aside to pay for flood control projects. Sines and Sutherland also want $5 million in general fund money to create a flood mitigation fund, and they want to establish a $1.5 million disaster relief fund to assist victims of the storm 6 weeks ago. No specific funding source was identified for that, or another $1 million sought by Sutherland and Rafael Pena to buy out flooded homes that meet federal requirements. In other business, Simic and Ben Hardiman want to rename Highway 47 Riverside Parkway, and Sines and Sutherland want to hold a retreat in the next 3 months for reasons that were not disclosed in their proposal. While all the council-requested agenda items will be considered Tuesday night, members begin their day at 10:30 in the morning. That's when staff is scheduled 4 hours to present next year's proposed budgets and an update on Bryan's current capital improvements plan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Three people escaped life-threatening injuries after they were struck by debris from gunfire outside a College Station apartment complex Friday night. No arrests have been reported from the incident at the Campus Village Apartments off Harvey Mitchell. Shots were fired after one of several people in a fight was knocked out after he was threatened with a handgun. In a separate incident at Campus Village, a Bryan man was arrested last week for entering the pool area last month and taking $260 of concessions. According to the arrest report, 26-year-old David Ollie Matthews Jr. denies that and causing $1,800 of damage. The Smetana convenience store west of Bryan was hit by an armed robbery Friday night. Witnesses told the Brazos County Sheriff's Office a Hispanic man with a red bandana over his face and holding a pistol took an undisclosed amount of money. No injuries were reported. More information about the suspect is online at WTAW.com. The Aggies Go to War exhibit is coming to Aggieland. Steve Aldrich says the exhibit, which tells the story of five Aggies who each had a role in the historic Battle of the Bulge, left the Bastogne War Museum in Belgium at the end of June.
We came away with a sense that the appreciation that the people of Belgium, and particularly those in Bastogne, have for Americans overall, and particularly for the relationship that they began to understand between the five Aggies that are portrayed in the exhibit.
Aldrich says there will be a small temporary exhibit at the Memorial Student Center on Texas A&M's campus from mid-November through mid-December, coinciding with Princess Astrid of Belgium's visit. For more information, visit AggiesGoToWar.org. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott may be a no-show at the Republican National Convention next week. His office says Abbott sustained extensive second and third degree burns on both legs, below the knees and feet. The Dallas Morning News reports he had been vacationing in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, when he was accidentally scalded with hot water. WTAW News Time is about 10 minutes after 7. It's 80 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. More news at 7:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away. With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to work your big land with equipment that was built for it. Right now, get a John Deere 1023E compact with 23 horsepower for just $9.99 a month, or a 3032E with 32 horsepower as low as $135 a month. Both include a 6-year powertrain warranty. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll be able to drive home a John Deere, the official tractor of the Texas Rangers. Get a quote at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning, it's 7:11, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time for the weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, it's at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is located well off to our east this morning. It means lots of sunshine for today, a bit of a breeze, and some very warm temperatures. We're going to be 95 to 100 as we head through the afternoon. Tonight's skies will be partly cloudy. Lows overnight, they should be somewhere between 75 and 80. High remains anchored to our east tomorrow. Sunshine, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Lows will drop down to about 75 to 80. The outlook for the day on Wednesday, sunny, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers have a huge win, their 10th straight in Major League Baseball. To say that the Twins took out the Rangers would be an understatement, and the Astros rallied for a 2-1 victory over the Athletics. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There, it's Monday. I'm operating without Diet Coke this morning, but that's fine. I know. Is it that hard for Ben to check the machine before he leaves town?
You know.
Or leaves for the weekend, even.
It shouldn't be,
no,
but
it just,
you know, you can never count on those general managers for anything these
true.
Days.
Well, wow. We start the 7
o'clock. I'll be here tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
I may have two new hosts.
That's right. Could be you're doing it by yourself. So we start today on sort of a sad note. America's oldest Goldie has passed away. I can tell you that because, well, she was the oldest American, and her name was Goldie, so she had to be the oldest Goldie. 1 month short of her 114th birthday.
Wow.
Passed away Friday. Her name was Goldie Mickelson.
She made it a good run there.
She did. New York Daily News reports that she was very frail and confined to bed and had not been seen in public for a long time. She was born in Russia in 1902, moved to U.S. America when she was a child. She graduated from Brown University and lived in Worcester, Mass., about 50 miles west of Boston. So now the crown moves on to Adele Dunlap, who's 113. She lives in New Jersey. We'll be watching that for you. Okay, just let you know.
The incredible longevity of some people.
I know, and you know, a lot of it has to do with just good genes, because some of them definitely misbehave and don't eat healthy and all that kind of
that's
stuff.
That's true, very true.
All right, so Jack Dorsey, you know who he is? Jack Dorsey, he's the chief executive officer of Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Had his account hacked over the weekend? He had his own Twitter account hacked over the weekend. The hacking group, which posted on Mr. Dorsey's account, Armine Security, it's the same group which had previously defaced social media accounts belonging to Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook and also Sundar Pichai, who's the dude at Google. This time, Armine released a few Vine videos through Dorsey's account, which cross-posted on his Twitter feed.
It is kind of ironic, just that they're going after the head guys.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just to let you know that they can go after any of them if they can get the big bosses. So there you are. Delta pilots mistakenly landed at an Air Force base in South Dakota rather than the civilian airport a few miles away. I'm thinking they probably could see both airports at South Dakota. Well, depends on the part of the state, but nonetheless. It's all pretty much automatic pilot now, too, isn't it? I mean, you just kind of put in the numbers and the distance and let it go from there?
Well, apparently not, because...
Yeah, well, okay, maybe it can be that easy. It's just that sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out for you. So, eating contest over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Not the Nathan's hot dog thing. Of course, right. That was earlier in the week. We did mention this. It's the Kale Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Contest at the Taste of Buffalo Food Festival.
How about
on
Kale No?
Saturday, yeah. authorized by the Major League Food Eating League or Major League Eating, whatever it's called. The folks that keep records for all these competitions. The contestants had 8 minutes to eat as much kale salad as possible.
That's not easy either.
No.
Kale is pretty, like, it's a rough,
very
kind of chewy,
bitter.
Almost.
It is.
Texture is not pleasant.
Yeah. Gideon the Truth OI
made it through an entire leaf.
Had 25 and a half. 16-ounce servings of kale salad. Yeah, 25 and a half, 16-ounce servings.
What's the rule on dressing?
I was going to say, because I would have to put something on it to kind of help.
Here's the deal. He only won $2,000.
Oh.
Yeah, but he's much healthier.
Oh.
He's going to be pooping green for the next 2 weeks.
You know, his body is really going to be going, what did you do to me?
Yeah.
What did you do? Would you please... Please go ahead and chase this with some ice cream or something really unhealthy.
Didn't your taste buds warn you about this?
Carmen Sincotti ate 20 and three quarters bowls worth to win $1,000. And Marcus Owens ate 18 and a half bowls and made $500, which is hardly worth being there for that.
Yeah, no thanks.
If you have to eat 9 cups of kale to equal the amount of calories in one Nathan's hot dog. So one of those. So
it's definitely the healthier option when it comes to eating contests.
Remember that Joey Chestnut ate 70 hot dogs, I think.
But his cash prize was probably a little bit more significant.
And he gets a yellow belt to wear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And in fairness, too, I mean, eating 20 cans of Crisco is less healthy than eating that many hot dogs.
You're right, it would be. Okay. While we're on the subject, today is the day for the annual Hooters Worldwide Wing Eating Championship to be held in Las Vegas.
Now we're talking.
Last year's winner, Matt Megatoad Stoney, I believe that Chip has had Megatoad on
is
before.
Is that his real name?
Apparently. Ate a staggering 241 Hooters wings in 10 minutes. Good gravy, Marie. Wow. How do you do that?
And those are pretty good-sized wings, too. Yeah. Those aren't little baby ones.
And then, you know, but what's the heat content situation
when it comes to that? What kind of sauce? I'm sure you get to choose.
Maybe so. First prize is $8,500. That's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Second prize is $4,200. Hooters says the calorie count for 20 of its original wings is 1,735 calories, which means last year Stoney downed 21,000 calories.
Wow. A friend of mine taught me how to eat chicken wings pretty quickly.
Oh?
Actually, on one of the two ends of the chicken wing, there's kind of a little knuckle sort of a thing that you can break it off, and you turn it upside down, and you just kind of grab it at the top and just kind of pull the meat right off the bone and just slides right down.
Well, I'm sure there'll be YouTube of this today. You'll be able to catch the technique that each of them uses to make sure that it comes out just the way it should.
Well, I'm just telling you the winning technique.
Okay, got it. 719. Another recall on one of those hoverboard thingies. More than 500,000 of the boards with wheels being recalled because of a risk of fire or explosion. Imagine that.
Of course.
Thought we'd already done this. Consumer Report Safety Commission says, Consumer Product Safety Commission says, there's been at least 99 incidences of the battery packs in the self-balancing scooters and hoverboards overheating, sparking smoking, catching fire, or exploding, which has caused burn injuries and property damage.
And people only bought like 150 of them, right?
Yeah, so that's exactly.
Some of the funniest YouTube videos out there, though, lately have come from those hoverboards. Oh, people crashing and falling on them.
Because they think that they're really easy to do.
Oh, my gosh. I ate it up here when we had one in the hallway.
We did. We had one in the hallway.
Too. Yeah.
Well, and again, this is a pretty safe environment. You know, that's a flat level surface.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty consistent right there. So
and
you
people
can
try to take
that.
These on, like, the sidewalks and the streets.
Yeah.
I can't imagine hitting a little pebble.
Of course, you know, the hoverboards aren't allowed on airlines anymore, or the airplanes, because
oh,
of the
yeah?
possibility that the batteries could catch fire.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is if you bought one or you got one as a present, just stop using it, get in touch with the manufacturer, get a replacement, get it repaired, get a refund, whatever. Anyhow, there you are.
All those wipeouts, though, man, where's Bob Saget when you need it?
That's right. You're exactly right. That would work, wouldn't it?
We'd all be millionaires.
7:20, yep. We don't talk about Broadway very much, but Saturday night was the final curtain of the Lin-Manuel Miranda's creator of the Hamilton thing, which did pretty well for him, you know. Matter of fact.
Yeah, pretty well.
He
yeah.
left the play. Leslie Odom Jr. left, and also Philippa Sue left. The curtain call shown live on Facebook as the orchestra played the theme to TV's West Wing. I don't know why that is, but they did while he took his final bows. New York Times said the tickets Saturday night's farewell selling upwards of $10,000 apiece. Jennifer Lopez was there. John Kerry was there. Jane Fonda was there. Spike Lee was there. See, now, did they have to pay for their tickets? Did they get theirs free? I'm just saying.
You know, once you make a certain amount of money, I think, you know, they're kind of like, you can do a favor for us later.
Okay, right, exactly. Please remember this chit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even after the curtain call, apparently the guy went out on the theater's marquee and waved to the fans who were still hanging around outside. Later in the night, Lin did something he's probably been wanting to do for a long time. Cut off his ponytail.
Yep.
And what? So,
yeah, yeah. Been
saw
that
on Twitter.
Yeah. He's going to hurt himself falling off his money. A guy named Javier Munoz is going to take over. Obviously, they'll put together a national touring company. It'll be out there for a long, long time. And I bet you that we end up seeing it in a town very near us.
I'm hoping
the town we live in.
Somebody yeah. got the original cast on film or something.
They did. They did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to show it in the next few months, but they did that, I think, last month they recorded that.
Okay, good, because we all never got to see it.
How's this work? Barnes & Noble getting into the beauty business.
Oh.
Barnes & Noble. Book chain is testing a new concept store within Barnes & Noble. In their college bookstores. I guess, is this one? No.
Yes, well, the one at the MSC is.
That's right. So yeah. We'll see if this works. Rack.com says they're calling it the Glossary. The stores are stocked with premium brands like Smashbox, along with Burt's Bees and CoverGirl and L'Oreal and Maybelline. Huh. So far, early reviews for the makeup bar in the bookstores are overwhelmingly positive.
Really?
Popular, in fact. Yep. Barnes & Noble bookstores at Emory University, SMU, Tulane, College of William & Mary have already happened. Come August, University of California, Riverside will have its own. More campuses to come. We'll have to check and see if Texas A&M University yeah. will be one of those.
Interesting. Yeah. But, I mean, I guess that makes sense. You're on campus. There's really not that many places for girls to get makeup.
Right.
And that kind of thing. And they already sell clothes and books and all other kind of supplies. So.
Well, again, and guys, don't think about this, but if you did need your makeup and you left something at home,
yeah.
then you could swing by there and pick it up.
Can you imagine on game day how many women would be
point.
In
Point.
There?
Well
yes.
done.
Can
well
see that.
Done.
Well,
yeah. Oh, I've
yeah.
sweat off all my makeup.
That's
Let
it.
Me go get some yeah, more.
I'll go ahead and reload.
Bob yeah. Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing WAC on Cruise Limited.
So we reported last Friday that it was National Video Games Day, and I gotta say, I celebrated National Video Games Weekend personally, and that was all thanks to my Suddenlink internet. It's great. It helps me out. It lets me play my video games with my friends all the way in Houston, and even friends in California, friends I got all over the place. I can play video games with them because of their incredible high-speed internet. Now, Suddenlink lets you choose the speed and data plan that you need. So maybe you don't need as much as I do, but maybe you need something that's appropriate for just watching some movies, something like that. Suddenlink has you covered. And you never have to worry about missing your favorite shows because their TiVo is great and you can get instant access to Hulu right on that TiVo. Give them a call today, 877-694-9474, or visit Suddenlink.com. Make the switch during the Switch and Shout event. When you do, you get SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet and phone for just $69 a month. What are you waiting for? 877-694-9474 or visit Suddenlink.com today.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. We've had some rough weather lately and a lot of people have been hurt. We can't replace what you have lost, but we can help. So at Superior, for a limited time, we will take $300 off the purchase of any new system. And we will match it and donate an additional $300 to the Brazos Valley Disaster Relief Fund in your name. So call Superior or go to SuperiorAirRepair.com for details. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Going to continue to have the same pattern, high temperature, probably in the upper 90s. And windy, probably 15 to 20 miles an hour, and heat index around 105, 107, something like that. We'll just see. And high temperature, again, 90s, lows will be in the upper 70s. Marching all the way through the week, first chance we even get a mention of rain in the forecast will be on Friday, so we'll see how all that plays out. Right now we're looking at 80 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hillary Clinton is not the only one getting away with it. There's a terrorist on the loose, and members of both parties are blaming Obama. In December 2014, Obama allowed a Syrian-born terrorist, Jihad Ahmed Mustafa Diab, to leave our secure accommodations at Guantanamo Bay. Diab and five other terrorists were transferred to Uruguay to be looked after. State Department was heavily involved in the transfer, so maybe there's an email chain about it on a server in somebody's basement waiting to be deleted and lied about. But I digress. Now, here we are 2 years later. The government of Uruguay has lost track of Mr. Jihad. They don't know where he disappeared to, but there's suspicion he's in Brazil, which just happens to be where the Olympics are going to be, which many Americans are going to be attending. Now, there have been multiple instances of Gitmo terrorists released by Obama showing back up on the battlefield, putting American military lives in danger, and now we have another terrorist Obama discharged who could be in striking distance of more Americans. But none of that deters Obama. He is hell-bent on emptying Club Gitmo to keep a campaign promise he never should have made. Transferring terrorists to other countries is a backdoor way of accomplishing that mission. And if it costs American lives, well, it's a breaks. Collateral damage. Besides, how many people have we killed over the years? It's a little payback. We deserve it, right?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in all states. Successful entrepreneurs just like you know that demand, location, and attraction are the keys to building a solid business. And now, for the first time ever, Reason Irby's robotic frozen yogurt vending machines offer you the opportunity to own your own business and provide those exact tools to aid in your success. Imagine a revolutionary kiosk that creates that essential demand at any location, delivering delicious and creamy frozen yogurt for your customers. 9 flavors, 6 toppings, served from a robot. Picture a machine that can be placed practically anywhere and a corporate support team that finds all the premier sites for you so you can focus on your premium opportunity. It's a vending experience that creates excitement, captivates audiences of all ages, and generates endless possibilities for your potential success. Want to learn more? Reason Irby's Froyo kiosks are now available as a franchise opportunity across the U.S. But you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 4040. That's froyofranchising.com. Promo code 4040.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting will be the first since June 7th. The agenda has 44 items, not including what the council will do behind closed doors and after they take public comments and make special presentations.
4 hours have been reserved starting Tuesday morning at 10:30 to hear next year's budget proposals and an update on Bryan's current capital improvements plan. The council is scheduled to enter an executive session at 2:30 and return at 5:30 for their first regular meeting in 5 weeks. The nighttime agenda has 35 items. That list includes rejecting a $1.2 million bid to repair the Bryan Aquatic Center because it's almost twice the money the council allowed. A downtown Bryan building owner's requested $50,000 from a new grant to cover one-third the cost of fire sprinklers and windows and an emergency exit. That would be part of converting a building on Bryan Avenue between William Joel Bryan and 24th to retail on the first floor and the second floor to loft apartments. Another property owner is appealing a Planning and Zoning Commission denial for a multi-unit housing complex on South College behind Martin's Barbecue. P&Z voted 5-2 against building 4 two-story buildings containing a total of 16 condominium units. And council members submitted 7 agenda items. 5 are related to the aftermath of May flooding. Mike Sutherland and Al Sine submitted 3 of them. There's $1.5 million to assist those victims, another $5 million to create a flood mitigation fund, and they want voters to decide this November to set aside a property tax levy of 8 cents for flood control projects. Sutherland and Rafael Pena want another $1 million to buy out flooded homes and meet federal requirements. And Bobby Simic and Greg Owens want to change Bryan's capital improvements plan to focus only on flood control and existing agreements to extend University East of Boonville Road and commitments to the police and fire departments. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station apartment complex has been the site of 2 separate police investigations. Friday night, about 10:30, police responded to a disturbance involving gunfire where 3 people were treated for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. No arrests have been announced at the incident at Campus Village Apartments. 2 were hit with debris from ricocheting bullets. The 3rd had a handgun pointing at him. Then he was physically struck until he was knocked unconscious. Last Thursday, a Bryan man was arrested for entering the pool area after hours last month and taking $260 of concessions. According to the arrest report, 26-year-old David Ollie Matthews Jr. was one of 3 men seen on surveillance video. He was identified by his Cradle of Filth tattoo. Matthews denied the theft and causing $1,800 of damage. No injuries were reported in an armed robbery at the Smetana convenience store west of Bryan on Friday night. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office says an undisclosed amount of money was taken by a Hispanic man with a pistol whose face was covered by a red bandana. More information about the suspect is online at WTAW.com. At the University of Texas campus in Austin, the cost keeps climbing to remove graffiti from Confederate monuments on West Campus.
University of Texas police are investigating who used red spray paint to write Black Lives Matter on Confederate monuments in the West Campus. UTPD's Cindy Posey says already this year,
we had 48 incidents at a total cost of $6,520. Last year, we had 53 incidents at a total cost of $5,270.
It will cost about $100 to remove the Black Lives Matter graffiti. In Austin, Audrey Morton, TSN News.
Photos of the Brazos Valley Food Bank's Facebook page of empty shelves show a bigger summertime need than usual.
I get the sense, I mean, I haven't looked at the numbers, but I physically looked at the space, that the food levels are lower than I can really remember.
Executive Director Teresa Mangapora invites food donations from individuals, families, and groups doing summer service projects.
There's a lot of camps going on with kids, or vacation Bible schools. That's a great way to get people into kids interested in service learning.
The most popular food donations are breakfast items.
Box cereal, oatmeal, breakfast bars. And if you do go that route, try to get the ones that have less sugar than most is good.
Monetary donations, where each dollar generates three meals, can be snail mailed, made in person, or by going to the food bank's website at bvfb.org. On the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, the Texas Aggies Go to War exhibit opened in the Bastogne War Museum in Belgium. Steve Aldrich says it was their Belgium trade partners who came up with the idea for the exhibit.
They brought it to us because they wanted to tell people over there about who Aggies were and their relationship with Texas A&M, our local community for economic development.
Aldrich says after a year and a half, the exhibit closed and is heading to Aggieland.
We think that there is a need to continue to tell this story. I'd like to encourage people to go out and learn more about it.
He says continuing the theme of economic development, a temporary exhibit will open in the Hall of Honor at the Memorial Students Center in mid-November.
That will coincide with Princess Astrid's economic development mission that will come here, which will include a very large number of Belgian companies.
There are plans to open the full exhibit in the Stark Galleries in August of 2017. And among others, Aldrich hopes to find a permanent location in the future. For more information, you can visit aggiesgotowar.org. Texas Governor Greg Abbott may be a no-show at the Republican National Convention next week. His office says Abbott sustained extensive second and third degree burns on both legs below the knees and both feet. The Dallas Morning News reports he had been vacationing in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, when he was accidentally scalded with hot water. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 80 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979 979- 279-3003, Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is located well off to our east this morning. It means lots of sunshine for today, a bit of a breeze, and some very warm temperatures. We're going to be 95 to 100 as we head through the afternoon. Tonight's skies will be partly cloudy. Lows overnight, they should be somewhere between 75 and 80. High remains anchored to our east tomorrow. Sunshine, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Lows will drop down to about 75 to 80. The outlook for the day on Wednesday, sunny, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, lots of exciting baseball news as the Brazos Valley Bombers extend their 10-game streak against the Acadiana Cane Cutters. Also, in Major League Baseball, the Twins destroy the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros rally for a 2-1 victory over the Athletics. All of the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's the dog days of summer, you know. Starts July the 3rd and goes through August the 11th, according
Indeed.
To the Farmer's Almanac. What difference does it make?
Hot just, is hot.
Yeah, and even if it's not within that 40-day span, it's okay. Anyhow.
It's okay. It's going to be hot
it's
before
be
and
hot.
After that.
With that in mind, and again, the heat indices, 103, 105, whatever. For some reason or other, on Friday, the TSA decided to let us know they are considering the possibility of putting security lines outside so they can screen people before they ever make it into the airport terminal.
Oh, good. A line to wait to get into line.
I'm going to bet that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, aside from someplace that would be along a coast where you can catch some breezes, at the San Diego airport, that probably could work.
Yeah.
Because it sits right there on the water, and that could be okay.
Nice weather out there.
But, you know, I'm going to say that at DFW.
Yeah.
Oh,
or
you know,
Bush.
Yeah.
Or Sky Harbor in Phoenix. That probably wouldn't work too well.
So you're going to take cranky people already standing in line
right.
and make them crankier
exactly.
by making them stand in line outside.
But we're going to go ahead and make it, because that way, once you're in the air-conditioned terminal, we won't bother you anymore. But we'll go ahead and pre-screen you out here in the sun.
Yeah. No, no thanks.
Do that.
So you're saying they're moving the whole lines outside. They're not making a line to get into line.
No. My thought is that the people who came up with this probably spend most of their day under air conditioning, and they don't, you know.
They don't understand.
Well, and I'm even thinking of just room, like where? Because, there, you know, there's the lanes for the cars who are dropping off passengers
yeah.
and stuff. There's really not a lot of room
yeah.
hey there.
Outside.
I'm never grapping about a red eye again if they do that.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, now, curbside check-in is okay. I'll stand in the heat for that. That can be convenient because that way you can check your bags and go on in. But
right.
aside from that, having to go through all that other stuff, yeah. probably not going to work.
All the stuff the TSA is known for.
There you go. Yeah. One winning ticket sold Friday in the $540 million Mega Millions. Sold east of Indianapolis. So if you weren't the one, there you go.
Well, I was in East Indianapolis
yeah,
earlier this
okay,
week.
But just to let you know, that's happened. So tomorrow is Amazon Prime Day.
Yay.
Amazon Prime Day,
and
if you haven't done that.
They always do it just a few days before payday.
Yes.
How smart of them.
Claims it's sort of a Christmas in July thing, or similar to Black Friday or Cyber Monday. It is a program Amazon offers that allows shoppers to pay a $99 annual fee for unlimited two-day shipping and access to the Amazon Video instant streaming services, streaming music, and a lot more. Prime Day, is it as good as the company hopes? Well, the company started the event last year to celebrate Amazon's 20th anniversary. People were expecting big savings. Most were left pretty disappointed, if you remember. The majority of the discounts were either on already stuff that was cheap or on Amazon's own products, like the Kindle or the Echo or the Fire.
Yeah, they've really got some ground to cover on this, because last year people were very upset.
Well, what they're saying is this year they're going to dramatically increase the Prime Day inventory.
They better.
Yeah. They're going to put in toys and they're going to put in TVs, they say, in order to take advantage of the discounts both on Prime Day and before. You must be a Prime member. However, if you're not, you can sign up free for a 30-day trial, which makes you eligible for the savings. Yes, we're going to tell you how to go ahead and beat the system.
That's how they get you, though.
Why not? Give that a try, and we'll see.
Yeah, because how many people forget to cancel before that 30-day mark?
That's what they're counting on.
So, I don't know. Is there a time when we don't have somebody rise up and say, if somebody gets elected president, I'm leaving the country? I think Alec Baldwin was supposed to leave the country 8 years, 9, 10, 12 years ago, and he never did. He forgot to do that.
Oh.
Well, now, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has joked that if Donald Trump wins the presidential election, she's going to consider moving. In an interview with the New York Times that was published yesterday, she said that her husband, who died in 2010, would have said, now it's time for us to move to New Zealand. So there you are. She said, I cannot imagine a country with Donald Trump as our president. For the country, it would be 4 years. For the courts, it would be, well, a longer thing that I would want to contemplate.
But then Donald gets to put another judge on
that's
the bench.
Right.
So.
And he'd probably get to do a few anyhow. So just saying, Donald's going, all right, if you think you want to leave, that'll be okay. Yeah. okay, we don't have time to get into the Pokemon Go thing. We'll do that probably in the next hour. Simply because it's quite the phenomenon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 All right. In the meantime, if you've ever thought that maybe a dog wasn't best for you, goats could be man's best other friend.
I always wanted a pet goat.
Did you?
Yeah. One of those little ones.
Yeah.
Little pygmy goats.
Don't think. Oh, okay. Because goats get bigger.
Yeah. No, I think there's like a miniature version.
Yeah. They kind of like a. Yeah, poodle.
I saw a video of a goat jumping around, and it was adorable, but I think that's about as far as it's going to go for me.
a new study is out by Queen Mary University in London, says goats have the same capacity to bond with humans as people do.
Hmm.
Okay?
As people or
as
dogs?
As puppies do,
okay.
Not people, as puppies do. we should be able to bond, right. But looking into, they look into your eye just like a dog would. And when you look into the eyes of your dog, you know, you get that thing that's called direct gazing, that kind of behavior. Domesticated horses can do this as well. The study is that this is the first time they've been able to find this directed gazing in goats. But now, have you heard the screaming goats?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you haven't, these are goats. Yeah. See, now, that wouldn't have worked. Would that have worked in your house, Chelsea? I mean, you know, if they're doing that.
Okay.
Those get me every time.
Wow.
I like the one that goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Just
gosh.
Saying. So there you are. Those are the crying goats, and they, too, could be part of your family.
Finally.
Yeah, exactly. Name them, put a bell on them, and you're good to
Can
go.
Can you only have one goat?
What?
Can
oh,
you
no.
only have one goat? Well, do you have to have
no,
multiple?
No, you know, that's a good point. I'm not sure about that.
Is one goat ever enough?
I don't know if they're social creatures to the point that they're kind of packs and need to do that. Yeah, I don't know. Is one goat enough?
You get
one, you're thinking, oh, I'd like to have a whole horse. Yeah.
It's summertime, and I'll bet you'd like to spend more time goofing off and less time mowing your grass. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center. We have great deals on zero-turn riding mowers to help cut your mowing time in half. Make quick work of your yard with Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet mowers for zero money down and 0% interest. Remember, we can make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Come see us today at Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Give us a call at 979-778-7481.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When your spouse comes home from work, is it a big deal? Well, if not, I know some research involving a fake gorilla that may change your mind. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the research, there was a video of two teams, one in white shirts, the other in black, passing basketballs to their teammates. People watching the video were asked to count how many times the white-shirted players passed to each other. And about halfway in, a person dressed in a gorilla costume walks in, pounds his chest, and leaves the room. After the video, participants were asked if they had seen the gorilla. Surprisingly, over half said no. They were so focused on counting the passes, they never even noticed the gorilla. Now, stay with me for a minute. I think a similar scenario takes place in many homes every night. Mom and Dad get home and nobody notices because they're so focused on their computers, iPods, and television. It may as well be someone in a gorilla suit passing through the doorway. So how about it? The next time your spouse comes home, stop what you're doing and tell them how happy you are to see them walk through the door. Reconnect with a kiss and a hug. Then after you ask, how was your day, really take the time to focus and actively listen. It'll mean a lot for your spouse to know how much you've missed them. For more information on connecting with your spouse, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. The Brazos Valley Bombers smashed 15 hits to take down the second-place Acadiana Canecutters 13-4 yesterday. The win makes 10 straight for Skip Kurt Dixon, his longest streak yet. The Bombers got going early in the bottom of the first as Ben Hollis hit a bases-loaded single that scored Anthony Herrera and Alex Samples. Zach McGuire cleared the bases with a three-run bomb over the left field fence, his league-leading fourth of the year. McGuire would finish 2-for-3 with three RBIs and two runs scored. Samples led the team with four hits and scored three times. Hollis finished with three RBIs, and Hunter Wilson and Spencer Hemphill had two RBIs and two hits apiece. The Bombers will focus on number 11 as they look to sweep the Canecutters tonight at 7.05 p.m. Pregame's at 6.45, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Major League Baseball,
swung on, hit in the air to right center field. Chu drawing a bead, still going back, still looking up, and that's a grand slam for Max Kepler. Take a lap, Max, the first Minnesota Grand Slam of 2016, 6-0 Minnesota.
Max Kepler hit Minnesota's first Grand Slam this season, and the Twins added three more homers to go into the All-Star break with a 15-5 win over the AL-leading Texas Rangers yesterday. Minnesota won 3 of 4 at Texas after taking the last two games of its home series against the Rangers the previous weekend. Kepler's slam came with two outs in the fifth off A.J. Griffin, putting the Twins up 6-0. It was the first career Grand Slam for Kepler and seventh homer of his last 20 games. Tommy Malone struck out three and walked three in Arlington. The left-hander was out of the game after walking Adrian Beltre to start the sixth. The Rangers are hoping to turn things around over the break. Their next game with the Cubs is Friday at 1:05 p.m. In other news for the Rangers, right-hander Yu Darvish says he was able to pitch without any hesitation in his second rehab start for AA Frisco. He could return to the Texas Rangers rotation for his next start. The ace from Japan struck out five while allowing six hits and three runs last night against Northwest Arkansas, an affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. He threw 47 of 72 pitches for strikeouts. In Houston,
1-1 pitch. Ground ball up the third baseline. Backhanded by Valencia. Long throw to cross, and it pulled Alonso off the bag.
bag. Mariznick scores, and the Astros win it in the 10th, 2-1.
Jake Mariznick scored the winning run on an errant throw in the 10th inning as the Houston Astros rallied for a 2-1 victory over the Oakland Athletics on Sunday. Mariznick led off the 10th with a single off Liam Hendricks and stole second on George Springer's strikeout before reaching third on a ground out by Marwin Gonzalez. After Jose Altuve was intentionally walked, Mariznick scored on Carlos Correa's chopper to third that Danny Valencia threw up the line to first as Yonder Alonso's attempted tag missed Correa. It was the A's fourth error of the game. Will Harris pitched a perfect 10th for the win. Evan Gattis hit an RBI double with two outs in the 9th off Ryan Madsen to tie it at 1. The Astros returned from the break against the Mariners in Seattle Friday, July 15th at 9:10 p.m. In tennis, Andy Murray has earned a second Wimbledon championship for Britain in the last 3 years. The second-seeded Scot disarmed big-serving Milos Raonic for his third major championship. Britain had gone 77 years without a Wimbledon men's championship before Murray's 2013 title. Meanwhile, a ruling on Maria Sharapova's appeal against her 2-year doping ban has been postponed until September. That means she's definitively out of the Rio Olympics. Sharapova tested positive for melatonin at the Australian Open in January. And heading out to the links, Ricky Fowler and Patrick Reed have committed to playing golf for the United States at the Olympics. The U.S. is waiting for word from Jordan Spieth on whether he'll compete in Rio next month. His decision is expected sometime today. And now here's KO.
Thanks, Brad, and that's going to do it for sports. Boy, there's a lot going on with Team of Navasota. The team now is just Team Ford because they actually sold the Chevy dealerships off. But they're still running amazing deals like $1,300 off MSRP on all remaining 2015 F-150s. Or $1,400 off manufacturer's suggested retail price on 2015 Expeditions. Also, $8,000 off MSRP on Ford Mustangs. And check out the deal of the day. How about a 2013 Chevy Camaro SS, the 6.2-liter V6, for just $29,088? To find out more, go to teamofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmastastic Elf, the musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Check them out online, zarealestate.com. Now, Jen, we were talking about the type of team members that you guys have in the ZA team, and you were talking about something you guys call a virtual bench,
yes,
correct?
Yes. So the concept is, and you know, anybody who's listening that's a business owner or really has worked in any organization has probably experienced this. We want to make sure that when the organization is growing and we need somebody on board quickly, that we're not just filling a seat, right?
You want quality people.
We want quality people. And we've got A players on our team, and they want to be surrounded by A players. So what we're doing is bringing people through the entire interview process, all the way through shadowing our team players and things like that, so that we have them ready to go when it's time to bring them on board. So most of our greatest people are A players somewhere else who are just ready for a change. So that's what we're always looking for.
All right. If you want to work with the A players over there at the ZA team, get in touch with them online, zarealestate.com.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
At a minute till, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's going to be plenty hot today, just so you know. So, by the way, we just did the story about goats. An animal rescue farm in Massachusetts says all 46 goats it acquired in mid-May from an owner who was overwhelmed by the rapidly growing herd. I guess that answers your question.
Yeah, if you have more than one, you might want to make them the same sex.
Yes, you may have a lot of goats.
Like rabbits.
The rescue farm said that in addition to the five kids, that's the other thing that's cool, they're called kids, born since May, they've also claimed those most of the goats, an assortment of alpine, pygmy, and angora mixes, already have new homes.
Oh. So
there you are, one of these days. Well, see, now that's it. Now, just remember that now, Chelsea. Years from now, when you've got a kiddo who wants a goat, you can go, I never got to have a goat, so now you can have a goat.
Exactly.
See how that works
all
out
right.
for you. All right, high temperature today about 96, 97. Heat index maybe 102 or 103. It's 80 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW.